Last night, I may have severely damaged my toddler forever.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened?
It was awful, Raven. It was awful. So she comes to me, mm-hmm. and she's holding her, she's like this plastic panda, right? And it's about the size, maybe 6-7 inches tall. And when you squeeze its belly, it opens its mouth.
Okay.
And it goes,
just like a panda would.
It makes like that weird noise, yeah.
Okay.
I bought it for $4 on the boardwalk somewhere. Anyway, so she brings it to me, and she's like, Mommy, there's a bug. And I go, what? She's like, there's a bug in panda mouth. You know, she's 2.5.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay. So I think we're playing a game.
Right. I mean, it could be anything. You don't know if it's an actual bug.
Right.
You don't assume it to be. You just think that she's talking to you.
Right. And I go, what do you mean, Mama? And she's like, there's bug, panda mouth.
Right.
So I go, all right. So she puts it next to me and she squeezes it. And when the panda's mouth opened, the biggest spider flying thing starts emerging from it. So
wait a minute.
Yeah.
How long has this thing been in there?
Well, I have no idea. Did I buy it like this
and
over
bring
the
it
weekend?
Home? Right.
I have no idea.
Oh,
where did
no.
it come from?
You brought a killer into your home.
Oh my God. So I scream,
right?
And I flick it, and I throw it across the room.
Good idea. Now we have no idea where the bug went.
Now Dakota, no, you can't miss this thing.
Okay.
So now Dakota screams.
Yeah.
And she jumps into my arms, and she's holding me for dear life. Mommy! Mommy, the bug!
She didn't know to be terrified before that. She brought it right over to you.
Right, because she was, like, showing me. She's like, there's this giant, like, alien bug in my panda's mouth.
You right.
know? She was very calm about it until she saw me literally freak out and lose my mind.
Right.
So now the bug emerges from the panda's mouth completely. And I kid you not, it is the size of my pinky.
Oh, my gosh.
And it has wings.
Was it a cicada?
I don't know.
That was stored away?
No, I don't know. And it starts flying around the
room.
Oh,
my gosh.
So I scream for Paul. My head's like, ah!
Right, get down here.
Right.
Save your family.
And he's like, I'm on the phone. I'm like, get off the phone! So he comes running down, right? And I'm like, get a paper towel! So he gets a paper towel, and he sees it. He sees it. And Dakota, like the little detective that she is, right there, the bug!
Right.
And she spots it when it was trying to sneak away under a windowsill. And Paul came in like the champion that he is.
Hammered
and
it.
Destroyed its life.
Wow.
Which I know I should maybe feel bad about, but I don't because it was like living in the panda's mouth with my baby.
It's terrifying, really.
No.
Yeah, I mean, did you check the panda for other things? Like, I mean, if one came out of the panda...
Yeah. No, I immediately went back into the panda's mouth after to see what was in there. But it's got like a noisemaker thing. I don't know how to describe it, like a plastic round noisemaker.
No, I know what you mean.
So I don't know if there's more just living in the bug. I think I should just burn it, like light it on fire.
He'd be outside right now. I mean, I'm the bug killer in my house, too. And I don't know if it's the humidity or whatever, but the last few days they've been out.
Yeah.
And I'm not always close to a napkin. I've been killing them the last few days with my fingers.
You can't do that.
Spiders.
Oh, my God.
I killed at least 2 spiders on my fingers.
Oh, no.
And walking up to bed yesterday,
ew.
I stepped on a fly.
Ew! That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ew.
I stepped on them, man. Then I had to do that bow-legged walk up the rest of the stairs till I could get to a Kleenex.
Ugh.
But I saved my family.
You're not going to believe what I'm looking at online right now.
What's that?
Hey, look. Can you see?
Creepy dolls, or are those like art things that people used to do with like the couple that looks like they're miniature dolls, but they look like they're 1,000 years old too?
No, they're precious moments. They're precious
I don't know what that means.
Dolls. Precious moments. They were very popular a long time ago. There are these creepy dolls that used to be able to buy, not dolls. They're figurines. They're statues.
Okay.
They're small statues.
Yeah.
And they have big heads with little eyes. They were very popular, I would say, like in the 80s and 90s, right?
Yeah, I would say maybe, yeah. Could have been the 70s.
So one of my girlfriends just moved back, and she moved back in with her now fiancé. So I walked in to go see her and say hello yesterday, and she has about 4 of them. And I look at her, I go, oh!
Wow.
I go,
right, surprising choice.
Yeah, I go, precious moments. And she goes, I got to ask you something. I'm like, what? And she goes, do you think it's creepy or cute? But her fiancé gets them for her.
Oh.
Now, you used to be able to buy them at like Hallmark paper stores, like that kind of places that sell figurines.
Yeah.
I don't even think they carry them anymore. I think you have to order them online. But he started buying them for her because he said that his mother used to collect them.
Yeah. To him, it means a home.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you think? I go, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a little weird, right? I mean, we don't have plaid wallpaper up anymore either, and the couch isn't coated in plastic anymore. A couple things have changed.
Right. Right. And I couldn't figure out, is it creepy or is it cute that he does this?
Such a fine line.
That he buys her these precious moment dolls. It's like, she doesn't really like them. She didn't even ask for them. It's completely not her style, but it is cute that it's like something that his family did, and he wants to like carry on the tradition with her.
I want you to imagine that the first time you discover that these precious moments are in the house is you've walked in with your girlfriend after going out with her. It's her new house. Mm-hmm. You're in the dark.
Right.
You go into the bathroom, whatever, because they're typically in a bathroom or a hallway or something like that.
Or
you go
displayed.
In and you turn the light on and bam, bam! All of a sudden there's one staring you in the face.
Giant head, little eyes, right?
Right.
Oh my gosh. So I said to her, I go, I don't know. I think
it's like a rat of figurines.
I go, you got to tell him it's creepy. You got to tell him, like, you'll keep the ones that he's gotten you so far, but that's it. Like, no more.
Don't bring any more home.
Yeah. Creepy or cute? What does your significant other do and you're not sure which one it is? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
He calls me his special lady. When we go out, he refers to me as his special lady when he introduces me.
This is my special lady.
Wait, why? Why does he call you that?
I don't know. He says it's old-fashioned and he thinks it's cute.
Feels a little Barry White-ish. This is my special lady. She's a very special lady.
When I hear the term special lady,
yeah.
I think the side piece.
What?
I think that there is like an affair.
What?
Like, you know, she's my wife and she's my special lady.
Maybe in the 1920s or something.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't like it.
What, the side piece?
Who wants to be called a special lady?
I mean, who comes out with side piece when she shares this intimate detail with you right away?
You don't think that, I mean, obviously if you call, you find that to be a little bit strange yourself.
Yes, creepy.
Right.
Creepy?
See, I agree with her. What? I think it's creepy. And the fact that he does it and you, like, brought it up to him and he's like, oh, I just think it's old-fashioned. You should tell him to stop calling you his special lady.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it would be better if he just called me by my name.
Right. That's a good way to start. Like, he doesn't have to give you a title. He doesn't have to be like, this is my girlfriend or this is... Just say, like, hey, this is, you know, Jeanette, whatever her name is.
If you say so. I don't know.
You think it's cute?
I thought it was cute.
Go home and call Alicia, your wife, your special lady, and see what she says. Let's see how that goes. Your significant other. You love them, right? But they do things, and sometimes you think to yourself, is that creepy or is it cute? What is it? Today we're going to decide together. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So my husband tracks me on his iPhone wherever I go.
But is it when he doesn't know where you are or just because he thinks it's fun?
I think it might be because he thinks it's fun.
My husband does that, and I think it's cute, but I could see how it's creepy. Like, if I don't respond to a text message immediately, and, like, let's say I have the girls with me, I think there's part of it, he's like, where is she? And he knows that he could just go in and see where I am. And he'd be like, oh, she's at the mall, you know?
Yeah. I mean, locator's on for both me and my wife, too. And I use it often, to tell you the truth. Same thing when I don't get a hold of her. Like, when I can't find her at that moment. On the other hand, if we weren't married, if we were dating, I don't know. I'd be like, why are you all up in my business?
Mm. Oh, for sure. So different. Okay, I can see it as cute then.
But I do like it when she tells me to get something at the store before I walk into a store. It's weird. But it's so much better than the way it used to be, which was she calls me after and then tells me she needs something and then I have to turn around or go to another store.
That's true.
Yeah.
So true.
So, okay, so we're saying if you're married, it's cute because it's out of safety and love. But if you're dating, it's creepy because it's possessive and insane.
Even married, it's slightly creepy, but it's far more convenient and efficient. So I'm with it.
Sometimes when we're on the road doing things and my husband will ask me, like, where are you? And I literally don't know. He can just look it up himself. And I find that to be very helpful. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Okay, we're going to decide, creepy or cute. What's your situation?
I'm dating this guy and he is all natural and is very into, you know, his natural state. And he asked me recently if I would not wear deodorant and to stop wearing deodorant all in all. Because he loves my natural scent so much.
Mm. Well, I mean, he wants to experience your natural scent.
Well,
you know.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm so in between. A part of me is like, oh, it's really sweet that he loves the way that I smell naturally. But then another part of me is like, ooh, to not wear deodorant or like perfume. I enjoy that too. So I feel split down the middle completely.
My wife was talking to me about it. There's always been a lot of people that talk about, like, you got to get off artificial deodorants, right? Mm-hmm. It's not good for you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been plenty of studies or whatever. And so there was this thing she was telling me about. It's like, it's an all natural deodorant, but like you have to go through a detoxification first and all this stuff. And so she's like, I don't know. She's like, you know, it sounds good. Like I read it and all that. It sounds interesting, but I'm afraid. And well, because, you know, you have to take a period of time where you're not wearing anything.
So you see this. You'll see that there's starting to be all these all natural deodorants that.
Right.
I mean, the only thing I know is they cost about 10 times the amount of money.
Welcome to organics, like anything else, right?
And I bought it for my daughter, my oldest, Hayden, like when she started wearing deodorant to like try it because I figured maybe if I introduced it to her. No. Like she still smelled. Like she had to wear regular deodorant.
Sure.
So in my mind, I would say this is a creepy ask. But I know that there's a lot of people that probably would disagree with me.
Well, there's a part that's sexy. Too, right? It's Tarzan and Jane.
Well, he wants you to stink. Like, I don't know.
He wants you to stink for him, though.
All right, Raven, creepy or cute? Your decision.
Well, I mean, it's probably a little bit creepy, if I'm honest.
Okay. All right.
It's probably slightly creepy unless you live in the woods in a yurt or something like that.
Okay. Yep. Walked into my girlfriend's house, and well, she's engaged now. It's her fiance. And she had all these Precious Moments dolls. I would say, like, maybe five of them. And I was like, what's up with the Precious Moments dolls? She says her fiance keeps buying them for her because his mom and grandmother used to collect them. And I'm like, all right, that's cute, but maybe kind of creepy because who still has Precious Moments dolls?
Well, that's the thing. When you see them.
The statues.
They're a little bit strange.
Right. The big heads, little eyes, you know?
It's kind of like a rat that's dressed up in an outfit to look like your grandma.
I don't know. We couldn't decide if it was creepy or cute. So 1-800-330-9999. All right. Creepy or cute? What does your significant other do? And you're not really sure if it's one or the other.
Hey, guys. So I've been dating my girlfriend for 7 months. And she wants us to have a shared calendar that we can, you know, book things on. And so we each know each other's plans and stuff.
On your phone? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I actually think that's really cute. I think that means like that she wants to like plan your life together and things are going well and she wants to be able to know where each other are and when you have plans for each other. My husband and I live and die by our shared calendar.
If we don't have it.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be a disaster.
I mean, if I forget to put something on there.
Oh, no, it's a real big problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. That could be a fight, right?
Yep,
if somebody ignores it or whatever, because the information is in there for a reason, because if not, nothing happens. It's the same in my life.
He actually called me the other day. He's like, you're getting your hair cut on Friday night? Great. Now what am I going to do?
Right.
And I was like,
right. What am I supposed to do while we're doing that? That's normally our window, right?
Yeah.
No, but, you know, without the shared calendar, I can't do it. It's all about how serious you are in the relationship. If you're good with your girlfriend and, you know, you like hanging out with your girlfriend, do it. You can put all sorts of different calendars on your phone, too. I mean, so, you know, not every one of those. It's not like she has to see your work calendar on top of it. It's not like you're giving, you know, full access to your list or whatever. So,
yeah, I would say it's cute.
Yeah. Color code it, too, man. I mean, come on. Don't be a rookie.
Yeah. The Zap family calendar is purple, in case you were wondering.
Is it purple?
Yeah.
Alicia and I's is green. Mm-hmm. Work is blue. Business is purple on my end.
Yep. All right. We decided cute.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Creepy or cute? What is it?
My boyfriend wants to have a shared Instagram page where we can post things together and we share the page together. And I honestly don't know how I feel about it.
Wait a minute. So you each have your own separate pages, but now you have one that's just a couple where you just post pictures of yourself doing things together?
Yeah, he asked me if I wanted to start one with him so we would have our individuals, but then also a couple's one.
Is he really into posting on social media? I don't mean to sound sexist, but I think it's odd for a guy to ask this.
Right, like, is he one of those guys who's like, let's be one of those travel couples that were famous for just traveling and being a couple?
He is into social media, but not this much, so I don't really know where it's coming from.
This is like, this is how he's telling her, I want to marry you. So I want to marry you. That's what he's saying, Anna. I want to start by marrying our social, but now I want to marry you.
I'm going
to
go straight with creepy. That's what I think, creepy.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I think it's weird. Have your own identity. There's no need to have a shared Instagram page. It's like people that have like the email still. It's like, Jason and Roberta
love
at gmail.com. Like, what? Why? They're free. Just each of you get your own. You know, it doesn't make sense.
What happens to that page, too? Like, if things go south, like, who's running it? Then it's the heartbreak story after that.
That goes viral.
That could be comical. But it's dangerous. Yeah. I wouldn't sign that waiver either.
Creepy. That's what I'm going with.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you roll up to a restaurant and you have a party of 55 and you don't have a reservation, that's all I need to know about you.
And then if you throw a fit on top of it, if they can't seat you within 20, 30 minutes.
No, they didn't throw a fit. So I went to this restaurant and I it was literally 3:45 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right. And they told me that there was a 90 minute wait. I go, what? This is like a burger place. And I'm like,
how's that possible?
A 90-minute wait?
What's going on? It's not the first day we just reopened or anything.
Yeah, and the lady was like, well, there's a party of 55 ahead of you. And I saw them waiting off to the side. I go,
wait a minute.
Are you serious? I go, if you want literally everybody in the world to hate you.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you. Turns out it was like a softball tournament. It was like both teams that came out afterwards. I go, but how do you roll into somewhere with 55 people and then just say, yeah, well, no, we'll wait. You have to wait for the whole restaurant.
You know what I had to deal with the other day was I went out to eat on Monday, and they kept telling us, I mean, it took forever at a place that normally is pretty quick, but it's very, very authentic Italian, Sicilian style food. So you're willing to wait at certain times. I mean, it's amazing food. Mm-hmm. But they kept coming back and saying, yeah, I'm sorry, we got a party of 18. We're just, we're back or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had a table that was near us that came in after us that didn't even get their drinks for like 30 minutes.
Now, those big, when big tables roll in, like, you always appreciate the business, but they ruin a restaurant's night.
I mean, they changed the course of everything. Yeah, it was definitely a mess out there. If you are the neighbor who wants to run out or put out your trash or go pick up your newspaper or whatever in your bathrobe, but then as soon as a car gets on your street, you run back to your house or cover yourself up like you've been, stumbled across in some sort of burlesque show or something like that. That's all I need to know about you. Like, don't step outside in your bathrobe if you're going to, dive like a crazy person when somebody pulls on the street.
Oh, that's me. The garbage at the end of the night is always an issue because at that point I've already removed my bra, right? And every time I have to step outside, I have to look left, look right, and then I don't
look
want
for danger. Like you're crossing the road, like Frogger,
right? And because I have to run outside, run down four steps to where the garbage cans are outside, and then at the minute if somebody's coming, I clutch my chest as if somebody gonna know.
Nobody is looking at your cleavage, nobody.
Well, just saying, I understand. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Yogi. I'm calling from Miami. All I need to know about you is if you're a bad tipper or no tipper, that tells me everything.
Yeah, that's the worst, Yogi. You're absolutely right. And it doesn't matter what you're selling or what you're bringing to my house or whatever. If you've got a positive attitude, if that's the starting point, there should be some tip involved.
You're a waiter, and you did a good job. You should definitely get tipped. And if you're offering a service, you should definitely get tipped. But there's no culture in that anymore, and it's just a lot of person.
I was recently away, and every restaurant I went to, there was a sign up reminding people to tip. And I thought, how insane.
What a world.
That we have to remind people to tip. And then I heard a stat that, and I don't want to throw millennials or younger generation under the bus, but that 36% of a younger generation of anybody born after 1995 doesn't tip. 36%.
Now.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy wrong, sure. You're right, Yogi. We're after them.
Oh, horrible.
Hey, thank you for the call, and thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
I hear you guys all the time. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank, too. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Oh, he's been fantastic, Anna.
I just saw on Facebook he gave you flowers. What the heck are flowers for?
It's been 14 years since we've been together the other day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and they're the most beautiful flowers. Like, he went to the awesome flower shop and got me gorgeous flowers.
Oh, that's really nice.
I think I finally learned my lesson now, Anna. The last time I brought home flowers, she was kind of like, these are great. Eh. And then she was like plucking the heads off of them like a day or two into it. She's like, look, they don't last very long.
Well, because you got the cheap flowers. No,
they were not cheap
now.
Flowers. These I got are her pretty two now. Dozen roses last time.
Yeah, but just because you got two dozen roses at the gas station doesn't mean they're two dozen roses.
I got them at a farm shop. Thank you very much.
Matt, well, they may have gotten them from the gas station. These are pretty flowers. These are nice. That's nice. That was nice of you, Raven.
Well, thank you.
What else has he been doing well?
Oh, he was on a little staycation. We did a bunch of activities. And he worked out with me, Anna, for like 4 days.
Get out of here. Raven
every
worked
morning.
Out?
Yes.
What's
yes.
his farm like?
I mean, I wish I set up a camera down there because you would have thoroughly enjoyed this.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure I would have.
Yeah. I didn't know you could laugh so much while you're doing yoga. But, oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. He did yoga with you?
Yeah, so I'm doing this one where it's like a different workout every day. So he had to do yoga. He had to do cardio, dirty 30. He quit somewhere around there.
Oh.
I think it's really tough. I think I injured myself. That Beachbody app is no joke, man. Mm-hmm. The girl that runs that thing is absolutely insane.
I mean, they don't look like that because they're sitting around on the couch.
Right.
That girl's insane. I mean, I've seen hosts before, and they seem to be more friendly and nice and take it a little bit more easy. That Calabrese lady, she's crazy.
What was your favorite workout type?
They were all right. The yoga was fun to start, but it's painful. Anybody who thinks yoga is like, you know, you're going to just make it through. It was really tough. It was one time that Alicia started bursting out laughing based on something I was doing. And then after that, it was hard to carry on.
Oh, that's fun. That seemed like a fun bonding thing you guys did.
Yeah, except for now, I think I might have herniated a disc or something.
It was like a week ago still.
I can't even sit right in my car driving
normal.
Home now. It's rough.
Fun though. I was hoping he'd keep it up, but you know.
But no.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. It was a one time thing. I used to work out with Paul all the time, but you know, Paul's like an ex football jock. So what makes me mad is also, you know, I'm a fitness instructor. So the one thing I know is like my form and all that. And when he would try to correct my form,
it would make you so mad.
Oh my God. It would be like the couple fighting on the gym floor. And I'm like, you know what? Like, this is like now, if we go to the gym, we walk in the door together and then we go to opposite ends and we like can't work out together anymore.
It's the same as when you guys go to the bar.
Actually, I was just thinking about this. When we were younger, we would go and we would go hang out with different groups of friends. But now our favorite thing to do is go sit at a bar together because we don't get to do it very often because of the kids.
Mm.
And that's kind of like our guilty pleasure.
Oh, I'm jealous. He never wants to sit at a bar with me. He always wants to separate when we go somewhere. Or who's coming with us? It's no fun when it's just the two of us. I'm like, that's really sweet.
That is not true. That is not accurate.
So true.
But that's because you guys get a lot of alone time at home. You know, like you don't have a 2-year-old and a 12-year-old like constantly breathing down your neck and pulling you in separate directions. I'm sure if I had to talk to him all day, then I wouldn't be so keen on that 1 hour at the bar by ourselves.
Mm.
All right,
sure.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I would give him an A, Anna. I mean, he did pretty awesome. So
wow.
Yay.
I mean, I'm shocked even.
Are you ready to hear what every defeated husband sounds like when his wife won't let him do something that he really wants to do?
Oh, I know the tone very well, but go ahead.
This is Ashton Kutcher. Remember, his wife is Mila Kunis.
When I got married and had kids, my wife basically encouraged that it was not a smart family decision to be heading into space when we have young children. So I ended up selling my ticket back to Virgin Galactic, and I was supposed to be on the next flight, but I will not be on the next flight. But at some point, I'm going to space.
Wait a minute. He was really supposed to be on the next flight.
He was supposed to be on the next flight. Remember, last weekend, it was the first ever Virgin Galactic flight with Sir Richard Branson. The whole flight took 90 minutes. They went to space. It was him and three other people. And they sold all these tickets to go. It's like $250,000 a seat for this 90-minute flight. Ashton Kutcher had bought the first round of them so he could be on the next one. He wanted to be like one of the first people to go to space.
That's pretty wild. I mean, a lot of people do forget Ashton Kutcher, not just actor rich. He's got a lot of money. He's heavily invested in a lot of tech stuff. He's got tens of millions.
So, but plenty can you imagine, like, he gets married and he, like, says to his wife, he's like, oh, by the way, I am on the list.
Right.
So, you know, in a couple years when this launches, I get to go to space. And Mila's like, Nah,
that's not happening
not
now.
Not good.
Right.
No. You want to see if you can walk your little tushy back to Virgin Galactic and get your money back? And then he had to hang his head and be like, Hey, Sir Richard Branson. Yeah. It's me, Ashton Kutcher. I'm sorry I can't go to space. My wife said I can't.
By the way, did you hear that the person going is some 18-year-old, like, super rich kid from the Netherlands or something like that?
That's Jeff Bezos is taking him to space.
No. His dad bought a ticket.
Oh, I thought that he just selected him.
No. Dad bought a ticket because somebody else backed out. It's like a CEO of a finance company sending his 18-year-old son.
Has your wife ever told you that you couldn't do something, you didn't do it?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Actually, as a matter of fact, I can remember with a little bit of a danger element to it, too. A couple of years ago, she wouldn't allow me to go shark diving. So we were in the Bahamas, and, regular scuba, I've told you, I'm a little bit paranoid of scuba, because if I go just regular scuba, I'm going to want, like, a spear gun, and I know myself well enough that by accident, I'm going to end up shooting, inevitably, somebody that I'm with.
Good.
Somebody that's with me, because I'm going to turn around and be like, was that a shark? Was that a shark? And then somebody's going to get speared. Mm-hmm. But there, they have, like, a cage, so you scuba for a bit, and then you go in the shark cage, and, you know, there's lots of sharks. And in the Bahamas, there are lots of sharks.
Right.
My wife said no.
She said no.
Yeah.
My husband tried to pull a few weeks ago that his friends, his buddies, were planning an impromptu golf trip. They would have to fly away for it.
He's like, babe,
we leave Friday morning.
Right.
We come back on Monday.
Wow.
Right. And I was like, oh, yeah? Yeah. You know, like, I have to work all weekend.
Right.
So
throughout that time.
Who's gonna watch the kids?
Right.
And just the sadness that came over his face. I go, babe, you could plan something, but you have to plan it in advance. And I realized you really can't do anything spontaneously anymore when you're an adult.
In advance for him means at an advanced age. Like, he can plan that to happen when you guys are retired, I guess? Okay.
Well, yeah, but hold on. This is my favorite part. This is like when Ashton Kutcher, like when you know, like when husbands still have hope for the future.
But I will not be on the next flight. But at some point, I'm going to space.
Uh-huh. You
at
know,
some point,
he
right.
said to me, like, he's yeah. like, but one day, she's like, yeah, totally, honey, one day you're going to go.
Yeah, when the kids are 40 and I've left you.
Yeah, and she turns around, she rolls her eyes as she walks away, small smile. Yeah.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mommy's Margarita Friday. Moms, dads, it's been a rough week, right? What did you do to earn your margarita this week? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Sometimes something crazy happens, you know, right at that moment. I'm going to have to put a drink on that.
Yep. And this one actually happened earlier this week at my daughter Dakota's swim lesson.
Mm.
Actually, I'm going to have Hayden tell you the story because it was one of those moments where I snapped as a mom. And she laughed in my face, my older daughter, Hayden.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what happened.
Hayden, can you explain the situation of what happened after swim class with Dakota?
Well, we were walking out of the doors, and we were, like, getting to the car, and you were putting the bag in, and Dakota just bolted towards the cars.
Right, and then you ran after her, screaming and laughing, and then I got mad that you were screaming and laughing, because then she thinks it's funny, and she just keeps doing it. So then what happened?
I scooped her up like a baby, and I carried her back to the car.
But I was very mad, and I put Dakota back in her car seat, and I told her that she could never do that, and she hit me. And after she hit me, I got very upset. And what happened?
Well, every week they give her prizes, and that week they gave her, like, a little bracelet with, like, a laminated charm on it with, like, a fish that's, like, the logo.
Oh, my gosh.
And you went to try to rip it up, but you couldn't rip it up, so you just threw it in anger.
That was my punishment. I was going to destroy her brand new prize because she ran into traffic. And then you laughed at me because I couldn't rip it because it was laminated. And did you think that was nice?
Yes.
I stopped. And not my proudest moment,
there's
Raven.
There's so many things wrong here.
Yeah.
All right?
Uh-huh.
So your daughter does something that's inherently dangerous.
Yes.
Your other daughter saves her life, but laughs because at the moment there's an impulsive reaction. And so your way to handle that is to destroy something that she's earned for good behavior in another space. Throw that away.
At the time, it made sense.
Right.
Now, in retrospect, I understand why it probably wasn't my shining moment in parenting.
I mean, I'd love to have that cell phone video.
But when she...
I feel like I could destroy you with it.
Right, but like when she like hit me, I snapped. I was so mad because I'm like, oh my gosh. So I wanted to show her right then and there that she was in trouble. Hmm. The only way I could think of doing that was by destroying this thing that she had just received. But then I couldn't destroy it because it was too strong for me.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is it's a bracelet she just earned. She didn't have it for very long. Maybe I suggest in the future, if you really wanted to learn a lesson, take away something that it's going to cause a problem for a while, like one of her sneakers.
Yeah.
Just immediately remove one of her shoes and throw it into traffic and then drive away.
Yeah.
Be like, that's what happens now. Yep. From now on, you're walking with one shoe. How do you like that? Next time, maybe you'll behave.
Retrospect, that's maybe what I should have done.
Right.
Not a good moment, but certainly earned me my margarita this week. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week, Mama, to earn your margarita?
This week, I had my daughter's entire softball team over for a sleepover. It was total chaos. They stayed up all night. I don't even think I got 5 minutes of sleep.
Mm.
There were just crumbs in the pantry.
Yeah.
All food gone, everything eaten. It was, I know she had a good time, but it was a total disaster.
The entire team, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah, they're fired up too when they don't actually have to do any physical stuff with it.
Yeah.
There's no running, no push-ups, no nothing like that. They just come over to hang out. Oh, they're going to be crazy.
Why do they always want to go outside at like 11 o'clock at night too? Like, Mom, we're going to go outside. I'm like, why?
Right.
Why?
Where are you going?
Outside? Where? Right. The yard? Like, are you serious? Yeah, no, you enjoy your margarita. You deserved it.
Thank you.
Mommy's Margarita Friday really applies to all parents, no matter what you're a parent of, children, animals, you know?
Yeah, because sometimes there's an incident that happens that immediately you know, I'm going to need a drink with that one.
Yeah. What happened this week to earn you your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I took my 2 8-year-olds fishing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did they complain the whole time, we didn't catch anything.
Yeah, aww.
Fishing, that's the thing. You have a day where you get nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's like you expect that as an adult, but when you're a kid and you're so excited, you think you're going to get like 37,000 fish.
Right.
They're going to keep coming out.
First one's coming out in like 60 seconds. If it's not there by then, Dad, what is happening here?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I went to the pro shop. The kids were with me. They decided that they wanted to wrap me out the moment I got home and said, and I quote, Dad just bought a whole bunch of new clubs.
Uh-huh. Well, kids, they'll always say that. I feel like Hayden sometimes can't wait to go home and tell Paul things that I've done.
Things that she's witnessed?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, there's probably a reason. There's a motivation for the kid. They want something.
Well,
they feel like
there'll
be a reward coming back their way.
It's more the reaction of getting to do the unveil, you know? Yeah. Wait till you see what Mommy got! Great. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Yeah, during breakfast today, my kid dropped an entire gallon of Elmer's glue all over our nice wood floors.
Oh.
All over.
That's so annoying to clean.
Mm. I wouldn't know because I would walk right out of the room. I'd be like, nope.
You just sell the house.
It'd be my wife's job. That would be.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, we all have our jobs.
Uh-huh.
All right, we all have our jobs, and she would certainly give me the next terrible job.
Yeah.
But that one would be hers.
That's like 4 rolls of paper towel, the Clorox wipes.
Right, and it's still going to be sticky over there.
Forever. How long did it take you to clean up?
Oh, like just the basic 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then there's like making sure it doesn't ruin the wood stuff, which is like a whole other hour.
Well, you know what? You earned your margarita. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do to earn your margarita this week?
Hi. Okay. We're moving. And my husband, he's a little crazy. He's like, we'll move in small batches and we'll do it ourselves. And he's like, okay, Julia, why isn't the grand piano on the U-Haul? Come on. Lift with your knees. I'm like 5 feet tall. I'm not that weak, but I mean, come on.
Seriously. Wait a minute. You got to lift a piano?
You're moving a piano?
Piano, dresser. He's like, come on, Julia, where are your leg muscles? Let's go. I'm like, I don't know.
That's insane.
Yeah. I'm never going to move again unless she's moving out. That's the only moving I'll help with for the rest of my life.
Right.
Enjoy that margarita. You deserve it. Oh,
no
my
question.
Gosh.
I will. Thank you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Marcus and Candace. Candace, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, yeah. So my husband and I, we are considering selling the house, but I don't want to. We have an offer from our neighbor, and they want to buy the house for their parents because they want to live near their parents, which is great. But I love our little house so much, and our kids love our house. I am obsessed with the school that they go to. It's an amazing school, an amazing neighborhood. I'm not ready to just leave, and I'm scared that if we sell the house, like, we're not going to find anything. The market isn't really great right now, so I don't want to get priced out. I love our house, and he's ready to move, and I'm not.
Okay, so they just came, you didn't have the house on the market. They just came and they said, we'd like to buy your house. We'd like to make you an offer, which I've been hearing has been happening like crazy everywhere.
Yeah, and they're offering way over market.
Marcus, I mean, if you're really happy there and you don't want to sell your house, why would you?
I mean, they're offering $150,000 over what we spent. So, yeah, I'm thinking about moving. We've had our fun. We've had our time there, and we could find something in the, you know, the neighboring area. So I think we should definitely do it.
It's a great feeling to settle up with your mortgage when you sell a house, Anna, and know that you made quite a bit of money and you got years out of it that were great, right? Plus the tax benefits that you had when you first bought it.
I wouldn't know. I've never succeeded in real estate.
Anna was a great realtor in a past career. She actually was a very successful realtor. But as a homeowner herself,
no luck.
She's been upside down on everything. It's been rough. Yeah, your timing has not been good. Timing is everything, and the timing is there right now. Wow.
But I do see Candace's point. Like, if you really love where you are and you can't find another house in your school district that you can move to, but with $150,000 to go a long way.
Yeah, I mean, 150 grand puts one of the kids through college, right?
Let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Candace. At this time in your life, it's just not going to work, and you have to put what's best for your family first. But they may see Marcus' side, too. That's a huge profit that you can take, and you can go, and you can invest, and you can find another place to live that might be bigger and better. But you got to roll those dice and see if it's going to happen.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
You know, Raven, sometimes, I should say a lot of times, there's gray area when it comes to the Couples Court.
Sure.
You either think, okay, I could see a compromise, I could see where they're both right here. But here, it's very black or white, and it seems like the audience is very, very divided over it.
Well, you need to be able to tell the future if you want an answer like this, a question to be answered like this very concisely when you start talking about selling your home.
Yeah, Marcus and Candace have a home that they love. They have no intention of moving. They have a school district that they love. The kids love it. Everything is fine. Their neighbors have made them a cash offer deal on their house, $150,000 more than market value. And well,
that's a lot of money.
Yep. And Marcus wants to take it. He's like, let's take it. This is a lot of money. Candace doesn't want to move. She's like, what are the chances we're going to be able to find another house in the same school district? What if we have to move towns? I don't think we should do it right now.
His answer was $150,000 free of their debt. Like, not only would this pay off their mortgage, pay their debt, but they would be making money, like a considerable amount of money stepping away. On the other hand, you got to move into someplace, right?
Amber wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, if you weren't planning on moving, you don't move. It's that simple. Is it that simple?
Is it that simple?
Yeah. Molly says, sell the house, find another one, and enjoy the $150,000 profit towards your kids' education.
You could do that Scrooge McDuck thing where you swim around in it.
Yep.
That would be cool.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Couples Court. At surface, it looks like an incredible opportunity. But when you dig a little deeper, I don't know if there's a win for anybody here. Marcus and Candace have a home that they absolutely love. They have no intention of moving. Great school district. Everybody's happy. They have received an offer, a cash offer, that would not only pay off their mortgage, it would give them $150,000 profit as well from their neighbors who want the parents to move in. Marcus says, yep, we're going to take this. Candace definitely doesn't agree.
Listen, somebody showing up with a suitcase full of money on your doorstep, it's not something that you can normally look in the face and then just turn away and act like you didn't get that offer, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. That money could be life-changing. On the other hand, giving up your house could be a real detriment to your family.
And what if you can't find something in this market that you love in the same school district? Now you're uprooting your family and you're kind of scrambling. It's a lot of big question marks. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I'm on the ladies' side. Unfortunately, there's no way that this is going to end well. I've already been through this before. Someone offered me $100,000 more than what my house is worth right now, and it's not worth it. I built a home. I love my school district. I love my area. My kids love it. you're going to uproot yourself and you're going to end up overspending on another house anyway and losing that 150 grand. So it's not worth it. Don't do it. Stay home. Do it in a couple of years when the market goes back to normal.
You know, the thing that concerns me the most, Anna, is not, it's the after effects of it. Like you said, like you end up losing one way or the other, right? Because one person, if you're not in total agreement as to what you're doing, the other person's always going to think, I told you, or you should have listened to me, or whatever.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Any other time, I'd be on the husband's side, but right now, I'm on the wife's side. Only because, yes, right now, the market is good to sell your house, but in order to buy something, that's going to be another story.
Right. I mean, where are you going to live?
Right.
where are you going to live?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and then, of course, the kids will be like, you ruined my life.
Right.
I loved my school, and now I'm an outcast.
Yeah, it's tough. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm definitely on her side, and I feel pretty strongly about it, that a house is more than a house. It's a home, and that's her home, and you can't put a price tag on it. And if they're getting more than market value, they're going to pay more than market value somewhere else. So it's a wash, so they might as well stay put.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Candace, our audience agreed with you. Sometimes it's not about the money. It's about life decisions and doing what's best for you at that point in your life. And this isn't the time to move, Marcus. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I mean, we can do it down the road. Who's to say that things will change and then maybe I'll feel more secure? Like, we could definitely find a house. But right now, I don't think it's the time. I love our house.
I wish
kids love it.
I wish you guys well in a situation like this.
I need the money.
We're light and we're joking now because it's something that came unexpected to your lap. But I mean, these are the things that sometimes you look back on and yeah, I mean, you really question what happened. So I hope it all works out. I mean, the fact is you love your house now. You were already in it, so they're good. I'd forget those people ever knocked on my door.
Right.
That's what I would do. No looking back, because if you look back, wow.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Christine, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Christine.
Thanks.
All right, Christine, we have $1,000 on the line. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'm going to bring Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, that $1,000 is all yours. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Scottie Pippen is renting out his Chicago home to fans so they can watch the Tokyo Olympics there. Scottie Pippen won 6 titles playing for what team?
Chicago Bulls.
Number 2, Jeanette McCurdy admits that she was jealous of Ariana Grande's success when they co-starred on what TV show?
Sam and Cat.
Number 3, Gillian Anderson has gone viral for declaring on her Instagram Live that she's not wearing bras anymore. She plays FBI agent Dana Scully on what show?
The X-Files.
And number 4, let's see, Olympic athletes will have to put their own medals around their necks on the podium in Tokyo because of COVID restrictions. Who has the most Olympic medals? Carl Lewis, Michael Phelps, or Jenny Thompson?
Michael Phelps.
And number 5, a trailer has finally been released for Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson's new Disney movie, Jungle Cruise. The Rock is no stranger to being lost in a jungle. He starred in what recent franchise that revolves around players being trapped in a game until they finish?
Jumanji.
Nice job, Christine. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Christine got all 5.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
See how I do. $1,000 on the line here, Christine.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Number 1, Scottie Pippen is renting out a Chicago home to fans so they can watch the Tokyo Olympics there. Scottie Pippen won 6 titles playing for what team?
The Bulls.
Yep. Number 2, Jeanette McCurdy admits that she was jealous of Ariana Grande's success when they co-starred on what TV show?
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. You just won $1,000.
Congratulations, Christine. You did it.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. What was the TV show?
It was Sam and Cat.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was. Yeah, I knew that. I knew that 100 years ago. It feels like Ariana Grande has grown up quite a bit over the last few years, and I forgot.
Yes!
Oh, yay! My gosh.
Congratulations, Christine!
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, let's keep going. Number 3, Gillian Anderson has gone viral for declaring on her Instagram Live that she's not wearing bras anymore. She plays FBI agent Dana Scully on what show?
X-Files.
Number four, Olympic athletes will have to put their own medals around their necks on the podium in Tokyo because of COVID restrictions. Who has the most Olympic medals? Carl Lewis, Michael Phelps, or Jenny Thompson?
Michael Phelps is the most.
That is correct. He actually has the all-time most. He has 28.
Yeah. Yep.
At number five, a trailer has finally been released for the Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson new Disney movie Jungle Cruise. The Rock is no stranger to being lost in a jungle as he starred in what recent franchise that revolves around players being trapped in a game until they finish?
Isn't that Jumanji?
That is correct. But it doesn't matter. Christine, you just won $1,000.
Thank you so much.
I mean, what a way to make your Friday, huh? Good game. I mean, a 5-4 loss. Wow. That was tricky. Good job.
Thank you. This is Christine, and I just beat Raven.
You did it! Woo!
Thank you.